Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
What have you learned from the pandemic? Have your IT skills improved? Do you have a new appreciation of yourself, patience, resilience, your health? Are you more aware of the skills of teachers or the intricacies and components of our society, what is needed to keep food on our tables or the roads, electricity and water flowing? It was said that churches learnt very quickly in the first lockdown how to go online. I think we'd all agree that broadcasting skills, as well as the skills for anything online, are much improved in comparison to whatever they were 15 months ago. I have heard many people say that they want to be out and about, travel, no more lockdowns. And I have also heard, often a more quiet voice, saying that they have learnt good things during lockdown, less commuting, more time with family, and they would be happy for more of this to continue. It seems overall that the pandemic accentuated and revealed what was already in existence, including social deprivation, poverty, illness, and government policies. And we became aware not of the storm everyone faced, but how different the boats are when the storm hit us. I have found it interesting that the pandemic has also become a window into parts of society often not overly evident, or, if thought about, might be considered pejoratively. I've heard parallels with refugees and their constant dread that comes with the waiting, 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 often many, many years. How long before the application is processed? What are the latest rules, and why are they changing? It is easy to languish and be in limbo. Try and be active. But how? Do you think your lockdown experience of this pandemic might have given you an introductory affinity with prisoners who are confined in much smaller spaces? Whatever your answers have been, I think we would all agree that returning to the way things were, press a reset button when COVID-19 is gone, just won't happen. We all hope to take the good from this pandemic experience and add it to the good before, and always try and minimise what degrades or dehumanises people. I don't know how the Christian church will look in 5 years' time. I think we will have a new appreciation of the sacraments, of being together, and also of singing together. And yet, we will still be using screens for many things as well. Will this change our congregational structures or our understanding of ministry and what pastors and other church workers ought to be doing? That's too early to tell. I wonder what the next range of architect plans for new churches will incorporate that hadn't been thought of before. That I will be very interested to note. What have you learnt from the pandemic? One thing I have learnt is how clever God has always been in the mystery of Jesus and his death and resurrection and in the work of the Holy Spirit by giving us words, water, bread and wine. God's technology, I've sometimes called it. And these means of grace never break down and have the amazing ability of getting to us, getting in us, and assuring us that we are never alone. And the God who speaks and comes to us isn't to be feared, though he is sovereign, because he wears the scarred face of Jesus, whose first message is always, "I love you." And because of that, we also listen to whatever comes next. We can always learn from Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son prayed for his disciples that they would be one, as you and he are one. Keep your whole church harmoniously together in faith and love, united by the one Spirit. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.